Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm joined by some fantastic guests who have a film here at the festival. This is in the Orizzonti section, if I'm right. I have Naji Abunawar, the co-writer and director, Jack Fox from the Regal Fox acting family, and Rupert Lloyd, the producer and editor of the movie Dib, which is wolf in Arabic. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Fred Film Radio. I know you're very busy running around doing all the kind of press that you have to do while you're at these events. How's it all going? What's the Venice experience like?
It's been incredible. We've just we just had a whole day of a press junket and a press conference, and the strangest thing I've seen is that the Bedouin who play the main characters in the film, who live in Wadi Rum, you know, it's the first time they leave the country. They've arrived here. There are people asking for their autographs.
Really?
It's just insane. It's insane.
It's amazing. Jack, is this your first time at Venice?
It's my first time, yeah. I was lucky enough to be at Cannes earlier in the year, but Venice is just very special, I think.
Sort of
an amazing environment.
Lovely.
A little bit more intimate, don't you think?
I think so. Just kind of very cool. Everyone seems to have sort of the right idea.
Yeah.
Glitzy memory, Cannes.
Yeah, I mean, Cannes is like, like everything is right in your face and people everywhere and you can't move and it's just so impossible to get anywhere when you're in a rush. And I don't know, I find it a little bit overwhelming. I actually really don't enjoy the experience. Am I allowed to say that? But you know, I still do it. I still go and do it. But you know, it's not one of my most fun kind of jobs. But Rupert, you're the editor and the producer of the film.
And
what's it been like for you? Because obviously, you know, it's a long journey, isn't it? I think people fail to remember that, you know, this is your little baby that you're now kind of releasing out there into the wild, into the desert, into the Venice desert, I guess. So what's it like being here? Is it a little bit overwhelming?
It's just fantastic. It's been an incredible adventure up until this point, and to premiere the film in Venice is a dream. I mean, you know, for a first feature, I mean, it's fantastic.
You know, this is the place where the great masters have played. This is where Kurosawa premiered his film. This is where John Ford premiered his film. So it's just an incredible honour to be playing at the same festival.
Yeah, I mean, this is your feature film debut.
Yeah.
You're shooting in the desert. You're working with animals. We're talking goats, a donkey, camels. And then
Jack
you
Fox.
Choose, apart from the lovely Jack here, yeah, apart from Jack, you choose a bunch of non-actors, which is a great thing to do. And this is your first film in the middle of a desert. I mean, what were you thinking, Naji?
Yeah, we kind of look back at it and go, you know, we must have been crazy, but
just a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's just basically stupidity. I didn't know any better, so I just did it anyway. It was great fun.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you wanted to make an authentic film.
Yeah.
You immersed yourself in the Bedouin culture. I think that's quite a good thing to do, to be respectful to a culture that's really kind of dying out a little bit due to, you know, modernization and so on. So I think that's really a good thing to do. What was it like working with the Bedouin tribes, and how did this kind of film come to fruition?
It was an incredible experience. They're some of the most hospitable people I've ever met in my life. And it's, you just see so much cool stuff. Like, there was this one guy who was like the Bedouin Sherlock Holmes, and he could track anyone anywhere.
How did I not know about this?
Yeah, the police would call him, and if there had been a crime, he'd literally track the guy down to his house and be like, that's the guy. And then
why the hell wasn't I introduced to this guy?
Yeah, it was
what happened, Jack? You were left out of the loop here.
I could have been his Watson, man.
You could have been. And it could have been a whole other film,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that's it.
In fact, you could have shot, Naji, two films.
Some say you should have done.
Yeah, okay. I think I might have opened a can of worms there. Am I right in saying that you and the crew kind of learned all the Bedouin sort of laws and etiquette, really, just out of respect?
Yeah, you know, it was really important for us that we you know, the film was completed and we left, and the Bedouin were better off and happy with the whole experience. So we made sure that everyone was really respectful of the Bedouin culture. You know, even Jack coming in, you know, he got to know the actors. We paired him up. He went riding every day, you know, with his fellow actor. Merji, who plays the guy,
he's a hero, man. That guy.
Yeah, you know. So there was a real sense of community, and there was a real sense of friendship going on, and it's lasted till today. I mean, you should have seen earlier on when Jack came in, and when the cinematographer Wolf came in. You know, it's just everyone hugging each other, everyone happy to see each other again.
It was so romantic.
Yeah.
It was a romantic moment.
It was like bromance.
It was.
It was like I love you, man, but like the Bedouin version.
I like it with a camel.
Yeah.
But maybe not with the camel.
Well, sometimes with the camel, but that's another story.
Gets a bit lonely in the desert, doesn't
Easy,
it?
Easy, tiger.
I'm going to come to that next. Thank you for queuing that up quite nicely.
Queuing up me and the camel.
He did, he did. No, I'm just curious about the camel riding, because clearly that was you, unless I'm mistaken,
it's
riding
really
the camel.
Good double.
He's a good rider. He's an excellent rider.
Is Jack being a bit modest here?
No, Jack is an excellent rider.
There you go. What was that like, being in the desert, being, you know, because it must be quite difficult. I mean, not only, I'm assuming you had lots of lines to learn, but also kind of mastering the camel and also navigating your way through the desert at the
same
time.
They were just telling me about this blooper reel earlier, apparently, but there's one when I'm just riding around in circles. I think it was one of those things, like, I've ridden for sort of a large portion of my life, and my dad's an amazing horseman, so maybe it sort of transferred over a little bit. But Naj sort of got me there a week early and was like, you, Margie, off on the camel. And I think it was either run away and die on the camel or try and master it. And
right.
I think, well, luckily we kind of got it. Otherwise, that's the last you would have heard of me. It would have been In Loving Memory of Jack Fox would have been
exactly
what the theme would have been called.
But he was also a really good technical rider, because we were doing sequences with steady cams, with camel steady cams. So we'd have a camera rigged, a steady cam operator rigged to a camel and following them. And you know, Jack had to keep his kind of blocking. So he did an amazing job.
And did you learn any Arabic, Jack, while you were there?
Yes, kifala, hamdulillah.
Very good.
What
shukran?
Else? Habibi, shukran. Yes. Mansaf, yeah. Mansaf being the one word which I will never ever say again. I mean, when the goat's head comes up and they offer you the tongue, it's an interesting time for all of us.
I wanted to see his reaction to that, so I told one of the guys in Arabic, when you sit down with him, you know, give him the tongue.
Thanks for that.
I took it
and I bit the damn thing.
Did you actually eat it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's my dedication. It was kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis. It was very like it was very method.
You're a brave, brave,
brave
man.
Brave or stupid, I think.
I'm not sure, but I don't want to say that you're stupid.
You can.
That would be completely
you're
rude.
To do that.
I think they took advantage of you.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, from an eating perspective.
That sounds even more wrong.
Okay, next question, Imani. I should come to Rupert next. Rupert, you're the producer for the film, and it's quite an unusual... I don't want to say it's... it felt a little bit... And being Arabic myself, obviously, I was born in London, but I have Arabic sensibilities, and I felt that... the film, obviously, I don't know, it felt like a little bit like, I grew up on Westerns. I'm still going to be sound a bit odd, but I grew up on Westerns, John Wayne, my dad forced me to watch them, and it felt a little bit like an Arabic Western. Is that how you pitched it to people?
That is exactly how we pitched it. Bedouin Western was the word that we were using, and... yeah, I mean, it's the first of its kind, I think.
Yeah, and what was it like editing the film? Because presumably, how long were you shooting for, actually?
16 years.
102 years.
It
16
was a
years
shoot.
Is a long time, yeah.
Yeah, it was a five-week shoot. And
5 weeks.
Then we 9 months edit. Then...
So did you come on board as a producer and then edit the film, or were you an editor and then decided to produce the film?
No, I was... I've worked with Naji before. We made a short film together, which I produced and edited. I think the word they're using now is predator.
Predator, yes.
What an amazing phrase.
And so I've been on it for the very beginning. I mean, actually, Naji and I have been wanting to make a Bedouin Western for about 10 years, and it was really about finding the right story that you know, came from within the culture rather than sort of taking a Western story and planting it in the desert. And when Naji read Basil, the other producer and co-writer's short film, it seemed we'd found the right one. And so we all got together and made the film together. And here it is.
I have to say, I didn't really want to read too much about it when I went into the film. And I... just went in unknowingly. I knew it was Arabic, but I had to read some of the subtitles, though, because it's in a language that was a little bit difficult to understand. But it really blew me away. And Jasir Eid, who plays the little boy, is absolutely beautiful. He's so amazing and so touching, and his performance made me cry. I was like, I'm welling up now. I was sitting there like, oh my, you know, he's so, such a beautiful, I want to say creature, but he's not, he's a human. But I really felt like he was part of this landscape. You know, the landscape is beautiful and he fits so beautifully within it. He didn't stand out, and that's obviously because he comes from that culture. And how did you find him? Because honestly, you've actually found an amazing kid there.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. When we first started, when we first moved down to Rum, we wanted to make a mood board to try and pitch to investors in Amman and around the world. So we called our associate producer, who comes from the village, Eid, and we just said, look, can you send us a boy?
Bring us a boy.
Very English. Yeah. Send us a boy right now.
Bring us a child.
We just wanted to shoot this thing. So he brought his son.
Right.
And when we put him in front of camera, he just
popped.
I mean, he was like, you're just born with that. That can't be taught. It's just something that's inherent. And that was it. We didn't look at anyone else. We just knew that he was the one.
Yeah. He's the wolf. I mean, just lastly, I want to ask you about the script, because I mentioned you were speaking to Jack earlier and just saying, well, I mean, your lines are obviously scripted. But I read somewhere that you just used your script as a blueprint for the actors to make the dialogue feel a lot more natural. Was that quite challenging for you? To make that decision, but also I think what I'm trying to say is that I think it did work on the screen, but
we went for middle ground. Like most people, some people just say, let's just improvise all dialogue and shoot like a documentary, and other people try and rigidly script the film when they're working with amateurs. We did a bit of both. We translated the film into their dialect with them first,
okay.
Sitting down, talking about stuff. They came up with wonderful lines. And then we decided that what we were going to do was give them the freedom that they have to memorize their lines, so they can just, you know, just be themselves.
Sure.
And that was that, and it worked really well.
It's a really beautiful movie. I really do wish you the best of luck,
Thank you.
Because it is a competition. I mean, it's obviously here at the festival, but, you know, there's a
real...
You're here to win. Come on, the Brits. Do it. I'd love to thank you guys, Najee Abu-Nawar, Jack Fox and Rupert Lloyd, for joining us from the film Dib. Thank you so much for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's
an absolute pleasure.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.